internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is the Stephen Roy Show. I am your host, Stephen Roy. It is March 8th, 2025. That's right, the year of our Lord, 2025. Hard to believe already, isn't it? Isn't it hard to believe? Yeah, but it is. Got a lot to do today. Play a lot of good music for ya. Rant a bit. You know that's what I do. On the Stephen Roy podcast and on the Stephen Roy Rumble. You can join both by just going to Stephen Roy Radio. That's my ex, Stephen Roy Radio. You can find me on the Rumble at Stephen Roy Radio. If you go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio, there's a link at the top of the X to the Gamebird server. Thanks to everyone who makes the podcast possible there. And you can also click on the Rumble video, usually at the top. Oh, the X. I unpinned this week's because we're going to record a new one in just a minute. You know what? I made coffee and then didn't bring out water. I didn't bring out my coffee. Oh, yeah, I did. I know where it is. It's right outside the door. Hold on. Well, my coffee is not hot anymore. It's lukewarm, but that's okay. I don't mind lukewarm coffee. That'll work for me. That's good. All right. Left a coffee out on the breaker box. There's a main breaker box right outside the door of the studio, and that's where I left it sitting because I had my iPad and my iPhone in one hand, had the keys to the studio in the other, and then had to set my coffee down, set it down outside, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and do the Rumble. And then we got good music to play for you. I already got a bunch queued up. A drink of almost lukewarm coffee. It's not even lukewarm. Take my headphones off. Here we go. Get all set in my seat so I don't have to adjust and look like a big dork.
Stephen, you're already a big dork.
Yeah, I know. It's time for the Grumble for March 8th, 2025. That's right, the year of our Lord, 2025. I have applied for more radio stations nationwide. Even a couple Christian stations. A couple stations in Seattle, one of which owned by a Christian organization. And I said in the application to them, I am an unapologetic Christian. I am. And, you know, people on the X at Stephen Roy Radio say to me all the time,
did you call yourself a Christian?
Yeah, I know I'm not perfect. I say things on social media I shouldn't, but doesn't mean I don't love you. I love every human on this earth. Yes, that's what I said. I may not like what you do. I may not like you, but I love you as a human being. Why? Because we are all the same in the eyes of God. It doesn't matter what your race is. Doesn't matter what your background is. You could be a former gang member covered with tattoos. Hey, you're the same as me. We're both brothers and sisters in the eyes of God. And if you ask God for forgiveness for your sins, you will be forgiven. Doesn't matter what you did in the past. Sin is sin. People ask, you know, biblical scholars all the time.
Well, what if Adolf Hitler asked for forgiveness before he died? Would he be forgiven?
Yes. The answer is yes. I know that's not crazy. I know that's crazy sounding, right? But guess what? You are not immune from man's law. You may be forgiven in the eyes of God, but if you killed 6 million Jews, 6 million non-Jews, a third of Poland, and so many more people were murdered, You're going to pay for that in the eyes of man. You may be forgiven by God. You may even go to heaven if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But guess what? You're still going to the pokey. You still may get the death penalty. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I think in those cases, though, there must be overwhelming evidence. I think in the state of South Carolina, a guy just got put to death or is going to be put to death by firing squad. Yeah, he killed several people. I don't even remember who. He killed several people, and he chose the firing squad. So, let's hope it was quick, right? But even that dude could be forgiven.
Why do you say out there, David?
Well, because I know there's radio stations that are going to look at this rumble. I know there's radio stations that are going to listen to the podcast. And I want them to know the truth. Yes, I want to go back to broadcasting full time. Yes, I am. I'm 58 years old. I'm not stupid enough to take a job for $24,000 like I did in 2003 when I went to Alaska. Imagine that, living in Southeast Alaska for $24,000 a year. That was not very smart. Now, granted, that was 23 years ago, right? 22 years ago? Less than 22 years ago. Because I arrived there July 4th, 2003. And I'll tell you what, I learned a tremendous amount about radio. I learned how to run a radio station. I learned a tremendous amount from the general manager that was there. Now, last I checked, he was a radio consultant, consulting radio stations probably all over the country. And he knew radio, and I learned a lot. So, yeah.
Well, Steven, you've only worked for 3 radio stations full-time.
Yeah, it's true. But I've been broadcasting since 1999. So you would think with 26 years experience, I have a little bit of experience in radio and television.
How'd you work in television, David?
Well, my tech stuff, your show about technology, my public access television show was in 30 different markets. Now, granted, back in those days, starting in 1999, you had to either hand tapes to local studios or you had to mail tapes all over the country. And that's what I did from Anchorage, Alaska to Manhattan for the MNN, the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. I believe that's the one that's portrayed on the Seinfeld show. I'm not even going to mention the show that was on there. Anyway, it's great to be with you here. I don't know why I'm coughing.
Probably because I'm talking too loud. I should mellow out, baby. Mellow out.
All right, let's go to the X. Let us go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. They're talking a lot now about Jazzy Crockett. I think that's her name, Jasmine. And she is just the leftist, the newest leftist child that's just saying ridiculous stuff. And I mean ridiculous stuff. That's all it is. A Wiggy Jazzy. I'm embarrassed that she's from Texas, but yes, there are liberals in Texas in some of the huge markets like Dallas, Houston, San Antonio. They do. I'm sure there's some in West Texas. Not very many. Most people here are conservative. That's why I love it here. But I'm not conservative on every issue. On some issues, you think, wow, that's pretty out there, David. Yeah, on some of them I might be. You might not agree with me. And that's okay. I don't mind disagreement on the X, but if you get personal and say stupid stuff, I will block you. I'm not going to argue with people on the internet. Lately on the internet, the biggest thing has been scammers. It's either women scamming or it's group emails. If I get any of that by direct message, I'm going to block you. If you're nice, I'll chat with you a bit, but I'm really not going to tell you my life story. If you want to know my life story, how about you watch my Rumble video? How about you listen to the podcast? So I'm embarrassed that Wiggy Jazzy, the Pirate Crenshaw, and the Al Green are from Texas. Now, The pirate Crenshaw is nothing but a rhino since he sides with Democrats, not any different than Cornhole Cornyn. Senator Cornhole Cornyn votes with the Democrats 99% of the time. I don't have any use for him. The Cornhole Cornyn is the definition of term limits. You know, when this government was founded, when this nation was founded, to be a representative in Congress was supposed to be, you're supposed to be the people's representative. If you're making hundreds of millions of dollars by insider trading, then you're a criminal. There's no other way to say it. Because if Martha Stewart did it, if you or I did it, we'd be doing the popo perp walk to the pokey. And yet you have people like Scary Face Pelosi has made hundreds of millions of dollars by insider trading. That means they know when to buy and sell stocks. Hillary has made millions of dollars from insider trading and more. Well, I don't advocate this, okay? I do not. I would never threaten somebody's life. I would never even think of hurting somebody unless I was defending myself or my family. Then all bets are off. I am a former Marine. However, I don't advocate threatening Al Green, and that's what is happening. I guess he's from San Antonio, and he is receiving death threats. Now, that's just stupid. Stop that. You don't need to do that. I understand when people are upset, but why would you threaten somebody's life? I didn't like Malbama. I didn't like the demented one that spent most of his presidency on the beach in Delaware. I knew he wasn't a charge. In fact, you know what? They are looking at signatures from Dementia Joe's life, 50 years in politics, and his signature during his time as president is not the same as before he was immaculated. What does that tell you? That tells me that he was not in charge. He had no say on anything. And that's why he had that fake White House set that was built in the executive office building, in the gym of the executive office building. They built that fake set where he's sitting at a child's desk. They got windows with fake backdrops behind it, probably CGI. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they had to build a fake set. The reason they said they did it is because they couldn't put an 85-inch teleprompter in the slide house, in the Oval Room. Now, look at the contrast between the demented one and President Trump today, who has press conferences virtually every day, sometimes multiple times a day, and reporters are allowed into the Oval Office. There was one this morning that was asking ridiculous questions, and President Trump says, "Who are you? Where are you from? I don't want to talk to you. Talk to the hand." And then he moved on to someone else. No wonder you're asking me a ridiculous question. That's what he said. It was great. So the pirate, Crenshaw, Wiggy Jazzy, and Al Green need to be primary. They need to go. Al Green is the definition of term limits. In my opinion, the term limits in Congress should be 2 terms for the United States Senate. That's the upper house of Congress, if you didn't know. 2 terms for the Senate. They serve 6-year terms. So that's 12 years. Now in the House of Representatives, which is the lower house, they should serve 3 terms or 6 years. They serve 2-term Senate. So think about that. If Scary Face has been there for like 50 years, that's 25 terms. That's ridiculous. You don't go to the slide house broke. Hakeem Jeffries, perfect example. Hakeem goes to Congress massively in debt. Now he's worth over $60 million. What does that tell you? Look at the video. Look at the video from Harriet. I don't remember your last name, Harriet. I'm sorry. Harriet from Wyoming. She's the one who beat the lizard Cheney by like 30 points or more. I mean, it was a huge majority. So Harriet was on a podcast talking about the depth of corruption that's happening with USAID. It's absolutely unbelievable. We're talking tens of billions of dollars that have been flushed down the commode.
Think of the amazing things that could have been done for people with even $1 billion that was flushed down the commode. So these people all need to go. Here he is. This is the guy I was just telling you about. Representative Josh Gottheimer just filed another purchase of Alibaba stock. Alibaba is the is a Chinese tech company. It's like the Chinese Facebook or Amazon. That's what it is. It's like the Chinese Amazon. Gottheimer sits on the House Intelligence Committee. The stock has now risen 37% since his first purchase that we reported in October. So this guy has made millions of dollars from Alibaba. You think that's an accident? You think that's just a coinky dink? Because it is not. It is not. Clicked on the wrong thing again. So that's why these Congress critters that are doing insider trading, they deserve to be prosecuted. Not just lose their seat in Congress. They must be prosecuted. That money that was either won by insider trading or laundered through USAID needs to be confiscated. Taken back. I post funnies all the time at Stephen Roy Radio. So check that out. Good stuff too, like this one from Arch Kennedy. Amazing. Uh-huh. And then it's amazing how Al Green makes it all racial. No, it's not racial when you threaten the president of the United States. No, that's not racial there, Al Green. That's just so weak. That's so weak to even say such a thing. I post funny memes all the time. It's great. Like the otter memes, regarding Steve. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. You'll have to check it out. So here it is. Harriet Hagerman on the Department of Education. And just listen to that video that I posted talking about Doge. Check it out. It's so good. Here's a great quote. The self-flattery of the vision of the left gives its true believers a huge ego stroke. No. Stake. Yeah, that's it. The self-flattery of the vision of the left gives its true believers a large ego stake in that vision, which means that mere facts are unlikely to make them reconsider, regardless of what evidence piles up against the vision of the left and regardless of its disastrous consequences. So what did I tell you last week? Who was that by? Thomas Sowell. Excellent quote. What is he saying? He's saying the self-flattery, so that means they flatter themselves, they compliment themselves by their rhetoric that they say, like, well, we want to help people. We want to help people. We want to help the LGBTQ, EIA, WTF, AEIU, plus minus, pound sterling, euro, whatever community. I mean, that acronym changes every day. They want to help that community, right? Well, when transgender men are beating the crap out of young women, they're not going to stop it. Why? Because their rhetoric, even though there's evidence that shows these men are deliberately hurting young women, even though they're deliberately becoming women so they can win in college events, The Algerian woman deliberately beat the crap out of women. That's a man. He's a man. Beats the crap out of women. And he's allowed to win the gold medal. And his opponent said, you know what? I have never been hit like that in my life. Never been hit so hard in my life. Because you were fighting a man. Now, because the leftist Democrats, what is a leftist? Let's define that. If you believe government should control everything, if you believe in more government control and less freedom, you are a leftist. Yes, you are. So, the Democratic Party has gone so far left, they cannot turn back. They cannot say, and yeah, did you hear French Laundry Gabby saying, well, maybe we shouldn't have transgender athletes in women's sports. Has he done anything to stop it? No, he has not. He's done nothing to stop it. Nothing. I keep looking over here, but the camera's over there.
I had it over here for a minute. You remember that? In fact, in one Rumble, if you go back far enough, you can even see the edge of the ring light. There's a ring light. There's three lights in the studio. See, there's too much light here, which is probably coming from the ring light. Let's turn it off and see. Okay, nope. It's not coming from here. It's probably coming from up here. Yep. It's coming from that light right there, which is filtered. Now, I could remove this glare by wearing makeup, but if I was on nationwide television, not just this podcast on the Rumble, I would wear makeup. And, you know, you can't be on television, like on broadcast television, unless you have makeup. And I would. I'd put makeup on that bald head, and you would see that shine, but that's okay. So they've gone so far left that they can't turn back. So even though French Laundry Gabby might appear to be a moderate, some say it's because he's going to run for president in 2028. I think you should, French Laundry Gabby. I think you should run for president. That's laughable. Laughable. Like Tampon Timmy the Pedo and Wiggy Jazzy on a ticket together. Can you imagine? Or how about French Laundry Gabby and AOC? They would be a laughing stock. People would laugh at them, and they would not win. I think J.D. Vance should be the next president of the United States, because this will be President Trump's last term. I posted, people don't even get my humor. I posted on X at Stephen Roy Radio. You know, this is, you know, I voted for President Trump in his three winning elections.
He didn't win three elections, or he wouldn't be able to serve in a two-term limit.
You are just not very bright, are you? No, he won the second election. There was massive fraud election. And if you believe that the demented one was legitimately fraud-lected, I got a bridge to Forest Hill to sell you. Because there was massive fraud election like this nation has ever seen. Oh, I'm sure there was fraud election in 2024. But not at it was too big to rig. That's how President Trump got elected. You, me, we made it too big to rig. He got 80 million. I guess no one has actually gotten over 80 million votes. He got like 79 million votes. Way more. I almost said Hillary. Yeah, he got more than Hillary in 2016. He got way more votes than the cackling Cammy. No doubt about it. So what's right, Steve? What is right of center? Well, right of center believes in less government control over your life, less government control, more freedom. So if you believe in less government and more freedom, then you are to the right of center, more conservative. If you believe in the government should control every aspect of our lives and that you don't deserve any freedoms, the Constitution's an outdated document, you're a leftist. You are left of center. And that's the fact, Jack. You know, I posted stuff about the Ununited Kingdomistan. British police raid the home of a grandfather with a heart condition to arrest him for his comments on Facebook. What does that mean? In the UK today, the United Kingdom, there is no freedom. You cannot say anything against somebody or you'll go to jail. Oh, if you're a muzzy, you can rape a young woman. 1 in 10 women in the UK have been raped. Think about that for a minute. So let's say there's, I'm just gonna pull a number out of my behind. Let's say there's 10 million people in Britain. Let's say half of them, 5 million are women. 500,000 have been raped. And why? Majority have been raped by muzzy men. Yes, they have. And they think that's okay. Because men own women in Islam, the religion of peace. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they are allowing this in the Ununited Kingdomistan. So, in the UK, my comments just now would get me arrested. I got a message for you over there in the UK. And not the people. The people of the UK want freedom just like everyone else on the planet. Everyone on the planet wants to be free, yearns to be free. Why? Because we have been born
with inalienable rights from God. That's right. Your freedom comes from God. It does not come from the government. It comes from God. You are born with freedom. So, in the UK, I'd be arrested. But I got a message for the government of the UK. If you don't like what I'm saying, come and take it. That's right. Come to West Texas and try to take me prisoner. We'll see how that works out for you. So, grandfather gets arrested in the UK for something he said on the book face. Here's a Bobby. You know Bobbies. Bobbies, they have the funny hat, no guns. And so if you run from them, they say, stop! Or I'll say stop again! Because they can't stop you. They don't have a taser or any kind of firearm. So here's a meme. It says, we won't arrest a Muslim for child exploitation, but we will arrest you for talking about it. That's right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You know, some of the things that the leftist idiot child says are just gold. Just gold. Under capitalism, man oppresses man. Under socialism, it's the other way around. What? 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 What was that? That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. That's brilliant. Well, you just can't make that up. Gunther Eagleman says, legacy media is trash. You are correct, sir. And this is what I wrote. I'm convinced that the media, that's traditional media, doesn't matter if it's the three-letter network, TV networks, doesn't matter if it's Faux News or PMSNBC, doesn't matter what it is. I'm convinced that they are sadists. They are sadists that enjoy the destruction of the United States. They actually enjoy seeing people hurt, women and children raped and murdered, hundreds of thousands of Americans poisoned by fentanyl. I'm convinced that these networks enjoy it. Why? Because they are sadists. They are sadists that actually enjoy seeing people hurt in the United States. Not just here, in the entire Western world. That means Australia-stan, the ununited Kingdom-a-stan, that means Europa-stan, all the stands. Enjoy seeing people hurt. And maybe that's why they're allowing in the replacement of every citizen by people from every third world asshole on earth. Now, they're not just Muzzies. I mean, I'm sure in China, the tens of thousands that came to the United States during the bribe invasion bloodbath, I'm sure they're not Muzzies. Because if you're a Muzzy in China, guess what happens? In China, you end up making stuff as slave labor with all the Uyghur Muslims that have been persecuted in China. Coffee Anytime says, where's spring? It's 25 where he is, and it's going to be 33 degrees today. It's sprinkling outside, by the way. I was going to text Dee and let her know. It was sprinkling outside right before I started doing the show. It was in the mid-30s when I got up this morning. That's Fahrenheit. It was in the mid-30s Fahrenheit when I got up this morning. It's only supposed to be 42 degrees Fahrenheit today in West Texas. So, is that global warming? I mean, it's not even spring yet, right? It's almost spring. I mean, it's March 8th, March 21st, right? Isn't that about the time when it's spring? And it's still almost freezing in West Texas. Huh, gee. Here's some breaking news for you, as we got only less than four minutes left in the Rumble. AOC has been caught employing an illegal alien as her deputy communications director. That's right. AOC employs illegal aliens. He has now self-deported to Colombia. And Patriot Lady posted this. This must be investigated. She was reportedly paying this illegal alien $80,000 a year to be her deputy director of communications. How was he and AOC paying taxes on him? Did he have a fake Social Security number? Or was he just given one? Like the over 21 million illegal aliens that came to the United States border in the bribe invasion bloodbath. Who knows? Nowadays, they were probably given a Social Security number. It used to be you had to fake one, right? We had an illegal alien that worked for my company not long after I started working here. They discovered it, and he was let go. But this guy used to go, I'm not going to mention where, but he used to work in a winter, he used to work in the mountains, okay? And he used to go home every winter and use every bit of his sick time and vacation to go back to Mexico for the winter. Now, mind you, that's when you need technicians in mountain telecommunication systems. Then they allowed him to go home every winter. That's a rough life, isn't it? Sure is. This is what I was talking to you about earlier. Molly posted this. Everyone who is so excited about any Twosome Newsome claiming to have changed his mind on protecting girls in sports, but Brianna Lyman checked with his office and he's not doing anything to help them. He's not doing anything to help women in sports. It was just words. Zero actions to back them up. He's done nothing for women in sports. And I wrote something about this. Let's see if I can find it. Well, the bottom, I won't even look for it. What I said was, French Laundry Gabby has destroyed, this is what I say all the time, French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. California was so beautiful, and I had such a wonderful childhood. We'd go to the beach quite often. One summer, my parents rented a bungalow in Newport Beach, and we were like a block from the beach. So we were on the beach every day, and I used to hang out with one of my childhood friends on the beach. We used to go to the pier and fish. We didn't have to worry about being abducted when I was a child.
Yeah, but David, you're an old man. That was a different time.
Was it really? Well, guess what? There wasn't homeless people camping on the beach. There wasn't needles and condoms and everything else all over the beach. The homeless weren't hanging out on the beach. We didn't see some people walking around talking to the sky. We didn't have any of that when I was a kid, right? When Carter was in office, the third worst president in American history, the worst, of course, being the demented one, second worst being Malbama, the third worst was the peanut farmer. And the peanut farmer, that's when some judge ruled that you had to be a harm to yourself or society. What does that mean? You're suicidal, or you're gonna hurt somebody, or you have tried to hurt somebody, or maybe you have hurt somebody or killed somebody. Then you're incarcerated. Otherwise, they can't hold you in a mental institution in Skankafornia. And that was the beginning of the end of the state. And I am so thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that I escaped the left coast in 2017. And now Dee and I have a wonderful life here in West Texas by the grace of God. I'm thankful every day just to get out of bed. Just to get out of bed every day. I'm so thankful to have another day in this life. I had a mild stroke in 2018. I've been honest about that. And so by the grace of God, go I. I'm here. Take medication every day, and I probably will till I die, but I am very healthy. Yesterday I put fertilizer out on my lawn because today it was supposed to rain, and here it is sprinkling. So thank you, God, for watering my lawn for me. All right. That's going to do it on this week's Rumble. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoy bringing it to you each and every week. Every week we can. So you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the Rumble video. So I upload it to the server now, which means we will play great music for you right here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Hope you enjoy it. You know, I hadn't gone to church in 17 years, and when I went with Dee in, I think it was late August 2022, you know what the preacher preached? That he's the same God. He's the same God today, tomorrow, and always. Elevation Worship, best concert I ever went to. Thank you.
endures through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same.
Power. is who we worship tonight. He's the same, he's the same. Oh, how I need you. How I need you.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you. And give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you.
agree, amen.
Reaching and reaching, Lord, a million miles of mine.
my God, RFD.
You fall so far, you should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots, they run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. Suddenly all the shame is gone. I thought I was too broken, now I see. You were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah.
into the lies I let my heart believe. Look at me now, look how you made me new. Oh, the enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, but look what you've done. On a cross, in a grave, with a stone rolled away. All my debt, it was paid. Look what you've done. In my heart, in my mind, in my soul, in my life, with my hands lifted high, I'm singing, look what you've done.
Times I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia, I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me praising your name. Say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'll be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid? Good God Almighty,
RAAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Quack, quack. Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
Don't make me smack you.
Cable Guy!
time for hour number two. Hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. Boy, had the mic on. Hope I didn't say anything I shouldn't. Woo! It's great to be with you here on the Stephen Roy podcast for March 8th, the year of our Lord, 2025. And it is hour number two. What's that mean? It means the rant-free second hour, less Stephen, more good music. We're going to start with the Josh Abbott Band to celebrate all the victories this week from the Texas Tech Red Raiders and Lady Raiders, who so far as I've heard, they've won two games in the Big 12 Championship Tournament, which is huge, huge. So good luck to them and all the Red Raiders.
Manamana. 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 Manamana.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Oh, my God. No way.
Oh, my God. RFD.
I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. Seven wonders of this big bowl.
But how about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, bailing hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is near that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud. Her to be herself, and she'll never change. Don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side, but you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, but you can't be the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Name your price, a ticket to pass. when it all goes crazy and the thrill is gone. The days get rainy and the nights get long. When you get that feeling you were born to lose, staring at your ceiling, thinking of your blues. When there's so much trouble that you wanna cry, the world has crumbled and you don't know why. When your hopes are fading and they can't be found, dreams will let you waiting, friends will let you down. Just remember I love you and it'll be all.
Firefall on the Stephen Roy Show. You know, they're coming to West Texas. Yes, they are. I was actually thinking about going, and then I thought, no. We're going to see Joe Coy later this month, which is going to be awesome. Very funny, man. Very funny, man. If you haven't seen his show that was recorded for the Flicks from Brooklyn, highly recommend it. Very good. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in at the later part of March. And, anywho, lots of good stuff coming up. Be sure you check out that Rumble that I just uploaded. Go to go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio and click on the Rumble video at the top where I pin it. And you will like it. Yeah. Anyway, that's going to do it for me today. You know, the fastest car I ever had was a 1997 Chevy Corvette. Bought it in 2000. Had like 1,700 miles on it. It was like brand new. Beautiful car. Loved it. Totally not practical. So even if God blesses us with the Powerball tonight, we will create a ministry. We will build a radio station. We will do a lot of great things. But I'm not buying a car like that. I mean, you know, there are some cool cars out there nowadays. But I'm not going to spend $100,000 for a car that's impractical. Now, I might spend $75,000 on a truck. But, you know, you can haul stuff with a truck, right? So that's why I'm playing the next three songs, because I went 147 miles an hour in that Corvette, and it would have went 165. Ran out of highway on, what was it? Was it 15 or 215? I think it was on 215, north of San Bernardino, between the DeVore cutoff and the nicer part of San Bernardino. Yeah, there is at the bottom of Devore Canyon. Anyway, so let's play some speed songs, some you know, driving, motoring kind of songs for ya. And that does it for me on today's podcast. Be more music and no more Steven, hopefully. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Hey, you have a thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. Have a great day. Have a great evening. Have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Get it, turn this one up. Turn this one up, Steven. There you go. Turn it down the mic and left down the audio.
I'm tired of spinning my wheels. I need to find a place where my heart can go to heal. I need to get there pretty quick. Hey, mister, what you got out on that lot? You can sell me in a pinch. Maybe one of them souped-up muscle cars, kind of makes you think you're stronger than you are. Color don't matter, no, I don't need leather seats. All that really concerns me is speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I is an open road and a whole lot of speed. I'd like to trade in this old truck, 'cause it makes me think of her and that just slows me up. See, it's the first place we made love, where we used to sit and talk on the tailgate all night long. But now she's gone and I need to move on. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an old some miles between us. Tear off that rearview mirror, there's nothing left to see. Yeah. Let me lean on that gas, all she catches up fast. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an old and a whole lot of speed. That's what I need. I'm tired of spinning my wheels. I'm tired of spinning my thank you.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
shoulder.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, oh, but just for everyone.
This is RFD.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all every other day of the week is fine, yeah, but whenever Monday comes,